Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We know you want to stay informed, but without getting totally swamped.
Exactly. Cut through the noise.
So today, we're digging into something called quantum-resistant public encryption, QRPE.
Yep. We've got their white paper and also, interestingly, a warning from BaFin, the German regulator.
Right. So our mission, basically, is to figure out what this QRPE thing is, why people are working on it, and, crucially, how it's different from other things out there. Especially with that warning floating around, we need to separate the tech from any, you know, financial hype.
Definitely. The starting point is the quantum threat itself.
Okay. Lay it out for us. What's the big risk?
Well, the encryption we use all the time, think RSA, ECC, the stuff protecting websites, emails, it relies on math problems that are hard for today's computers.
But not for future quantum computers.
Potentially, no. An algorithm called Shor's algorithm, running on a powerful enough quantum computer, could theoretically break RSA and ECC quite easily.
Ah, okay. And that leads to this whole harvest now, decrypt later problem, doesn't it?
Precisely. Adversaries, maybe state actors, could be collecting encrypted data right now.
Just hoarding it.
Hoarding it, yeah. Betting that in 5, 10, 20 years, they'll have the quantum tools to crack it open.
That's pretty unsettling when you think about sensitive data. So what's the defense?
Post-quantum cryptography, PQC. Basically, developing new encryption methods that can resist attacks from both classical and quantum computers.
There's been a big push for this, right? NIST, the U.S. standards body.
Huge push. NIST has been running a competition, a standardization process, for years now. They've already announced the first batch of winners.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
Algorithms like Crystal's Kyber for key establishment and Crystal's Dilithium for signatures. Those are mainly lattice-based. And Symphony Cess Plus for signatures, which is hash-based.
Lattice-based, like finding your way through a really complex grid, that kind of hard problem.
Sort of, yeah. Problems like the shortest vector problem or learning with errors in high-dimensional lattices, they seem hard even for quantum computers. Hash-based is different, relies on the properties of cryptographic hash functions.
Okay, so NIST is setting some standards. Where does this QRPE project fit in? Are they using those standard methods?
They position themselves as a novel contribution to PQC. Their big selling point is a hybrid approach.
Hybrid, meaning?
They combine principles from established lattice-based cryptography, the kind NIST is standardizing with their own proprietary thing they call resonance mathematics.
Resonance mathematics. Sounds interesting. What's the goal of adding that? Why not just stick with the lattice stuff?
According to their white paper, the primary motivation is scientific. They want to build an extremely robust cryptographic method for really long-term data security. They stress ethical principles, responsible development.
Okay, focusing on the tech.
Right. They're trying hard to distinguish it from, say, speculative crypto projects. They emphasize scientific methodology, aiming for eventual standardization.
Which brings us back to that BaFin warning. We need to be absolutely clear here. What is QRPE and what is it definitely not?
Crucial point. QRPE, according to its developers, is purely a technological framework for encryption and digital security. Period.
So it is not.
It is not a financial product. It's not a cryptocurrency like the FD coin mentioned in the BaFin warning. It's not a trading platform, not an investment scheme. Any suggestion otherwise is false.
Okay. And that BaFin warning specifically mentioned entities called FD Bank and FD coin back in April 2025. Using domains like ftcoin.de and ft-bank.de.
Correct. The QRPE project and their domain, ftbank.org, state they have absolutely zero connection to those entities or activities. They say the name similarity is purely coincidental and unfortunate.
Got it. Technology, not finance. So let's look at the tech, this hybrid core lattice plus resonance math. How does that actually work?
So the lattice part provides that baseline security, grounded in mathematically hard problems similar to the NIST standards. The resonance mathematics part is proprietary, but the idea seems to be adding extra layers of complexity, maybe using different mathematical structures, to make it even harder to break.
Kind of like defense in depth, multiple layers.
That seems to be the concept. Make the structure resistant to known lattice attacks, but also potentially resilient against future unknown attacks. Requires independent analysis, of course, but that's the claim.
And they mentioned some specific components, like dual 512-bit key pairing.
Yeah, that seems to describe their key structure. Two 512-bit components per key, totaling 1,024 bits in its basic form, fixed length for each part.
And energy scaling. What's that?
That sounds like a way to dynamically adjust the effective key length or the computational complexity. Maybe you can tune it based on the security level needed or the resources available, like a dimmer switch for the encryption strength.
Interesting. They also list some pretty specific techniques, Fibonacci primkopplung, Fourier noise injection, even an MLP classifier.
Right, these seem to be some of their unique ingredients. Fibonacci primkopplung, coupling Fibonacci numbers and primes, likely aims to transform data or generate key material in a very complex, non-linear way.
Okay, and Fourier noise.
Fourier noise injection, which they apparently added or improved in version 16, sounds like a countermeasure against side-channel attacks.
You mean like attacks that measure power consumption or electromagnetic leaks?
Exactly. By injecting carefully crafted noise, maybe based on Fourier transforms, they try to mask those physical leakages.
And the MLP classifier, that's machine learning, isn't it? A neural network.
It is a multi-layer perceptron, but they seem to be using it not for typical ML tasks like learning from data, but as a deterministic component within the cryptographic algorithm itself.
How'd that work?
Maybe for complex adaptive parameter choices within the crypto process, or generating intricate noise patterns, or even helping with error correction. The key claim is that its specific embedding adds security through nonlinearity and complexity while still operating deterministically, which is vital for cryptography.
So putting it all together, the hybrid core, these techniques, how do they claim it holds up against attacks? Quantum first.
The quantum resistance rests heavily on the underlying lattice problems, similar to the NIST standards. They argue the resonance mathematics adds another layer of quantum resilience, making the structure perhaps less vulnerable to known lattice attack strategies. Again, needs
And
verification.
against classical non-quantum attacks.
The hybrid nature, the complexity from things like the Fibonacci prime coupling, aims to make mathematical analysis very difficult.
Plus the noise injection for those side-channel threats.
Right. They seem aware of implementation risks, even from complex components like the MLP, and claim to address them through careful design and hardening.
You mentioned versions V2, V4, up to V17. They seem to highlight this development history. Is that significant?
I think it points towards a serious ongoing research and development effort. Documenting the evolution of features like noise injection or the MLP integration suggests it's not just a static concept, but something being actively worked on and refined. They contrast this with superficial projects.
They also mention internal documents, specs, ethics statements, even a potential use case called Project PR Axiom.
Yeah, having that kind of internal material suggests a level of seriousness and planning. Aiming for standardization also fits that picture.
So if this technology proves itself, where might we see it used?
The potential applications are broad. Anywhere robust, long-term security is needed. Secure communication, obviously. Internet of Things devices. Critical infrastructure control systems, maybe enhancing blockchain security. Long-term archiving of sensitive data. Secure software updates. Lots of places.
Okay, so let's circle back and really nail this down one last time. The absolute key takeaway regarding QRPE itself versus, the stuff Dafin warned about.
QRPE is being presented as a technology, an approach to post-quantum encryption. It is explicitly not a financial instrument, not a currency like FD Coin, not a financial service like FD Bank. Those are separate entities flagged by BaFin, and the QRPE project denies any connection.
Got it. Technology versus finance, a crucial distinction.
Absolutely. It's all part of this vital, ongoing race to secure our digital world against the coming quantum challenge. Separating genuine research from unrelated financial activities is key.
It really is fascinating. It makes you wonder, doesn't it? As quantum capabilities advance and crypto R&D keeps pace, what other kinds of unexpected, maybe hybrid solutions are going to pop up?
What totally new ways of thinking about security might these force on us?
A lot to think about. Thanks for diving deep with us today.